Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where firefighters are on scene of a house fire. Coming up, the video of the flames that the firefighters just put out moments ago.
And watching two things for weather. One, today we have a level one severe threat. And of course, we'll have the very latest on Hurricane Lee and its potential to affect the United States.
And with hot temperatures sticking around, air conditioning is an essential. But that's an issue for some schools in Wake County. This is a live look at Apex Friendship High School, just one of the schools that's changing its schedule today because of AC issues.
Trash is piling up in Durham this morning as solid waste workers protest current wages. Straight ahead, we'll tell you exactly what they're asking from city council members.
And a Salisbury police officer saves the life of a truck driver who was knocked unconscious after a wreck on I-85.
Hey, sir, you need to get out of the truck!
We'll show you the moments the officer and another driver on the road pulled that man to safety right before the truck exploded. Just amazing story that we know you'll want to stay tuned for. Good morning, everyone. Lots to tell you about on this Thursday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Ohene. As we get rolling here, not just the heat today, when we might catch a break from that, but also a change here with the severe weather risk that we have. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
So we have a cold front that's headed our way. It gets a little closer to us today, and there's a small chance that one or two cells could develop and that they could produce a little bit of wind damage. Most of us are not going to see rain today. We take a look at Futurecast and roll through. Of course, it's a quiet morning out there. It's warm and sticky, and this little line of rain back to our west tries to move toward us and fizzles out. Then we'll have another chance later on in the evening. Notice, for the most part, the evening commute's nice and dry, but around dinner time, a little cell develops Durham northward, and that one could possibly produce a downed tree. But again, most of us are not going to end up seeing storms today. 76 degrees currently, 71 is our dew point. Our temperatures, of course, hot. Everybody will see that for sure. Temperatures in the upper 90s this afternoon. Yesterday it was 102, so slightly cooler. I mean, I guess we're moving in the right direction, but I'll show you what it will feel like with the heat index coming up. Hurricane Lee, the 5 o'clock advisory, did have some strengthening with this storm compared to the 11 o'clock advisory. Winds at 80 miles per hour. It is likely to move into the warmer ocean waters and rapidly intensify to a major hurricane. So no real change here. The computer models are still on track to make that northerly turn. And I'll show you what some of the options are with that. I'll show you the computer model plots here. And they're pretty well in agreement that by the end of next week, it starts to turn northward. And we'll talk more about how that could affect the United States. Coming up, Brian.
6:02 right now, and we're still looking good around the triangle. I just checked with 911, not seeing any crashes anywhere in Wake County. Also quiet as we get started in the 6 o'clock hour in Durham and Chapel Hill. Hillsborough also looking clear there at the 85 and 40 split. I'm going to take you live to that camera at 147 at Alston Avenue, looking toward downtown there. Northbound traffic delay free all the way through downtown toward Hillendale Road.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. Crews are battling a house fire in Durham right now. They were called to the scene on Linwood Avenue just about a half hour ago. Brett Neese also got to the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, what's happening there?
Yeah, Renee, this is the house here behind me. You can see all the crews that are behind me here at this home that is right near Alston Avenue. I want to get you right to this brand new video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to show you the flames that were shooting through the roof of this home just moments ago. Right as we arrived here on the scene, we saw those flames shooting through that roof, and we watched as crews poured as much water as possible on this house to put them out quickly. We're working to learn if anybody was even home at the time or if anyone even lives at this home. That's what we're asking fire crews right now. Back out here live, you can actually see all of the crew members that are out here that are a part of this team of several dozens of firefighters that are out here trying to put out this house fire. At this point, it looks like the flames are extinguished. Now they're going to work to make sure that any hot spots are also out. This home sits about a block away from the Alston Avenue exit on the Durham Freeway, so a lot of cars going by in this area. Alston Avenue itself is open at this point, but it's all happening here on Linwood Avenue. We're going to continue to stay on top of the story and keep you updated. Live in Durham, Brittany, WRAL News.
Dangerously hot temperatures are affecting schools in our area, and today some Wake County schools will either be closed or they'll let students out early. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now from Apex Friendship High School. That's one of those buildings, the AC units, where they are struggling to keep up with this heat. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. That's right. Students here at Apex Friendship High School will have an early release today at 11:15 this morning. Today marks the second early release day in a row as the building's AC unit is struggling, and that's leaving students and teachers in sweltering heat. Now, Wake County Schools released a statement saying that the school's air conditioning system is running at a limited capacity and can't cool the whole building. Several other schools across the triangle are having HVAC problems. Knightdale High School released early yesterday. We caught up with one Knightdale High student who says she thought ending the school day early was the right call.
It was very hard to focus, and it was like, and I have this on, so like I couldn't really, yeah, I was just ready to go. It was too hot to be in the classrooms, and then we couldn't even go outside because it's hot out here as well.
Wake County school officials say their goal is to put Apex Friendship High School back on a normal schedule tomorrow, but this is not the only school in the county that has a modified schedule today. Willow Spring High School will be closed all day today. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Apex.
And a reminder, cooling stations will be open for a third straight day today in Wake County. If you need a place to beat the heat, you can stop by Health and Human Services buildings, social services buildings, and county libraries will be available as well. Open between 8:30 this morning and 5:15 this evening. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll show you how student athletes and band members are staying safe in the heat during outdoor practices.
Hundreds of solid waste workers in Durham are protesting for better pay. That means for now, people will not have their trash picked up. Dozens of workers were at the city council meeting Tuesday night to voice their concerns. In a tweet from city councilman Leonardo Williams, he says this is a reminder of the work the city still needs to do. Back in June, council approved a 6% to 8% pay increase, but workers say that's not enough to keep up with inflation. City workers have now launched a petition asking for an immediate $5,000 bonus. They want workers to be paid for the work they do outside of their job title and for the city to hire all temporary workers as permanent employees.
Happening today, Governor Roy Cooper continues to push one of his top priorities, education in North Carolina. He's expected to meet with education leaders and discuss some key topics affecting students. Cooper's also planning to focus on the dangers he says the General Assembly legislation is posing. It's a roundtable happening in Greenville.
We will learn an important projection of the state's economic future today. Economist John Connaughton of UNC Charlotte's Bell College of Business will release his North Carolina economic forecast today. That forecast has been used to gauge the state's economic climate for more than 40 years. The report will break down the current state of North Carolina's economy and outlook for the state's employment and output for the remainder of this year.
The FDA plans to greenlight updated versions of the COVID booster as early as tomorrow. That's according to NBC News. For the first time since COVID vaccines have been available, though, the cost of the shots will not be covered by the federal government. Statewide, over the last week, almost 500 hospital admissions were for COVID-19, an increase from the week before. Wastewater data shows a significant uptick in COVID-containing particles, up 26% from last week. Duke infectious disease specialist Dr. Cameron Wolf says all evidence so far indicates the upcoming booster will be effective, and he thinks the timing of the vaccine rollout is helpful as well. But with the federal government no longer paying for the shot, he says the government has to carefully think through this rollout so no one gets left behind.
That remains to be seen, I think, how that actually plays out. And I think that does bother me that there's a risk here that neither the message of vaccination will get to people who maybe don't have the same health connections that some of us on this call would have, but also then the access becomes restricted.
Then there's the timing of the vaccine rollout. Dr. Wolf says there is enough data to show that it is safe and effective to get the COVID booster the same time you get your flu shot.
Incredible video out of Salisbury, North Carolina, showing the moments a police officer and another Good Samaritan helping save the life of a truck driver who was knocked unconscious during a wreck.
I need help, pull me. Come on.
We'll hear from the officer who says he had to act quickly to get him out before the truck exploded.
7-day forecast shows some cooling as we get into the weekend. The extreme heat that we saw the last several days ends this weekend, but thunderstorms begin. I'll show you the pattern changing and when you can expect the rain.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11, and we take a live look at Sanford. Look at this pretty view here. A little bit of cloud cover out there, kind of like we saw yesterday. It's going to make for a really pretty sunrise here in the next hour or so. Taking a look out the door, it's a fairly mild start. It's a little sticky, a little warm. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Dog walking feels okay this morning, but it is going to be another hot day. We'll hit 93 at lunchtime. Highs will be in the upper 90s this afternoon. We hit 102 yesterday. Shouldn't be quite as hot, but it'll be, you know, not much difference, really. Temperatures will still feel like the triple digits with the heat index. A small chance of an evening thunderstorm, but our chance of storms goes up noticeably over the weekend. I'll show you the timeline on Futurecast. We'll talk about our potential for severe storms, too, coming up in just a few minutes. Brian?
6:12 right now as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. We're still looking good. No crashes showing up anywhere in the region. I've taken a look at the entire viewing area, and we're not picking up any unusual delays. Want to head over to Durham, take a look at those live sensors as you head into the Bull City this morning. We're not picking up any problems there either. Coming in from the northern side of Wake County on 98 westbound, about a one-minute delay from Highway 50 out to 885. And out of Hillsboro right now, about a one-minute slowdown on 85 northbound from the I-40 split out to 147. Renee.
Brian, thanks for that update. We want to talk about an area of concern in Raleigh now, a robbery, a shooting, a stabbing, and a deadly assault. These are some of the violent crimes reported near Glenwood South within the last month. In mid-August, a man was robbed and assaulted after going out on Glenwood to celebrate a friend's birthday. 2 weeks later in the same area, Midwood Smokehouse manager David Millette was assaulted, dying days later from his injuries. Now, Raleigh police are considering working alongside a private security company, Carolina Protective Services, to help patrol at night. The city hopes to have the plan in place by the end of the month.
This morning, a heroic rescue by a Salisbury police officer. This is back on August 8th when this happened, and Lieutenant Corey Brooks pulled an unconscious man from his big rig just before it burst into flames on I-85. Salisbury police released Officer Brooks' body camera video, and WRO's Ken Smith is here to show us how this dramatic scene all played out. Ken.
Absolutely incredible, Jeff. The trucker wrecked and was knocked unconscious. So this was about right place, right time, and some quick thinking by Officer Brooks. Lieutenant Brooks summoned all of his strength to pull that trucker out as quickly as possible. It wasn't easy, but once he got him out of the truck, another trucker showed up and helped Brooks drag the truck driver across two lanes of a busy I-85. The two had very little time to spare.
Oh my God.
I don't see myself as a hero. I see myself just trying to do the godly thing to make sure that that driver saw his family or whoever again.
Officer Brooks says fuel was leaking on the road and the fire from under the truck was following that fuel. He says this is something he's never witnessed in his 25-year career. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Lieutenant Brooks reunited with that truck driver at his home where he's still recovering. Officer Brooks says, Jeff, they are connected forever.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, it is day two for Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He is in Ukraine today. Yesterday, he did meet with President Zelensky. He says he is there to ensure Ukraine has what it needs to fight off Russia's attacks, not only now, but also in the long term. He also announced another $1 billion in aid. And now President Biden is urging Congress to approve even more aid. The president will head to India today for the G20 summit. While he is there, he is expected to discuss global economic challenges as well as the war in Ukraine.
Extreme heat that we have been seeing this week is keeping some high school athletes and marching band members around the Triangle off the practice field. But Shaw University marching band practiced last night to avoid the worst heat of the day. And NC State musicians practiced on the field but kept water bottles and ice packs close. Students say they also make sure to take lots of breaks.
Made a point today to make sure we got water every 15 minutes or so, just to make sure everybody was staying hydrated, staying cool.
Yeah, college students are taking those precautions. Also, Chapel Hill Carrboro city leaders say the district has considered postponing or delaying after-school activities if the weather warrants it.
Hopscotch Music Festival will take over downtown Raleigh starting today. It's a three-day event. It will include performances by artists like Denzel Curry and Japanese Breakfast and many more artists. Tickets are still available as of this morning. We checked for you. You can buy them at hopscotchmusicfest.com. There are also some day parties that are happening today and tomorrow that you may want to check out.
6:17 time right now, and day parties just sound hot thinking about it, Elizabeth.
Oh, they do. Some of those, I think, are inside, and I think those day parties are free, too, so you don't have to worry about tickets for those. Taking a look outside right now, it's a little warm and sticky, of course. We take a live look at Goldsboro, Fayetteville, there at our newsroom. It's a runner running by there. Apex looking quiet, and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We'll jump on in and start talking about Hurricane Lee, which could affect parts of the United States, possibly by the latter part of next week. Right now, we're looking at the storm moving northwest at 13 miles per hour. It has winds at 80 miles per hour. And that's not much change from yesterday. Yesterday, in the 11 o'clock advisory, 75 mile per hour winds. But that is all about to change. It's likely to become a major hurricane by potentially later on this afternoon into the day tomorrow, and then Category 4, and then potentially make a swing to the north. We're not really seeing that change just yet. The latest model runs start to swing it northward, but not until sometime later next week. You can see that starting to shift northward. So not a lot of change in the forecast track or in our model runs. But take a look at this. I'm just taking a look at the sea surface temperatures. The warm ocean temperatures are what fuel these storms. And so it is likely to intensify fairly rapidly. But interestingly, of course, Franklin took the same path as this storm may take. And when it moves up here over some cooler water, it may actually begin to weaken a little bit, which would be great news as it moves past Bermuda and possibly off the coast of North Carolina. That colder water, when Franklin moved through that area, it sat there for a little while and it helped to turn over the water. So some of that cooler water that's underneath has risen to the surface. And so that may keep the storm from being quite as strong. This is one of the computer models, and you can watch the storm sitting down to the south for a bit. And then it starts to move a lot faster as it passes by us potentially late Friday into Saturday. Here's a look again at what we could be seeing on Friday into Saturday. At minimum, the surf is likely to be rough. We'll have rip current danger. It's too early to tell whether it could bobble westward, but right now the models have been pretty consistent, keeping it offshore, maybe a little bit closer to Bermuda, and the time frame is going to be late next week or into the weekend. This system, an 80% chance that it develops in the next 7 days, but it looks like it stays out to sea. We have our cold front that will move in and bring us a chance of some scattered thunderstorms. We have a very slim chance of any showers and storms for today. Maybe an isolated storm this evening up near the Virginia line. And there's a level one risk for severe storms for that. Our chance of rain goes up 30 Friday, 40% Saturday, and a 50% chance on Sunday. For football Friday, a chance of some isolated thunderstorms in the evening, of course. And then Notre Dame plays at NC State, an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms as we get through the afternoon Saturday. But it doesn't look like a washout. We'll see highs in the 80s over the weekend and into next week. So the intense heat from yesterday looks like it will be moving out soon. Brian?
6:20 as we check traffic. Getting reports of something going on at the intersection of Rock Quarry Road and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Raleigh 911 has it dispatched as a road hazard. Not sure exactly what that is, but we are seeing some delays building through that intersection. So keep that in mind there on the southeastern side of central Raleigh. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking just fine on our major routes. Looking good out of Johnston County on 40 westbound heading into Garner. No delays this morning around the Clayton bypass. And in Durham, we're looking good on 40 eastbound between 15501 and 885. No delays.
Brian, thanks. Lifetime has released its fall lineup, and one of the movies rips straight from the headlines. Coming up in What's Trending, which famous actor is slated to play Alec Murdoch in the upcoming film Murdoch Murders, the movie?
And it is finally here. It was college this past weekend. Now it's NFL regular season kicking off tonight in Kansas City. On the right side of your screen, a live look at Arrowhead Stadium. And we will tell you where you can catch all the games this week.
Coming up this morning on Today, gymnastics legend Simone Biles is sitting down for her first one-on-one exclusive interview with Hoda Kotb on her historic return to competition. After taking home two titles this summer, all eyes are now on whether the greatest of all time will return to Paris to compete for another Olympic gold.
And here's a look at winning lottery numbers from the NC Education Lottery on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Fans of The Boss, listen up. Bruce Springsteen is postponing the rest of his concerts in September.
And Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending and that news, Brian.
Indeed, the 73-year-old says that he's dealing with a gastrointestinal condition. Springsteen and the E Street Band had 8 concerts scheduled through the end of this month, including one scheduled tonight in Syracuse, New York. The rocker also canceled 2 shows last month because he was sick. Springsteen says that ticket holders are going to get notifications soon about the rescheduled dates.
Yeah, specifically, he has a peptic ulcer. Not fun at all. One of the symptoms, severe abdominal pain. So pretty hard to be doing any kinds of concerts for that. But the tour will resume in Canada in November. And then, of course, they're going to see how they're going to reschedule those dates.
Hope he feels better soon.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oatmeal for that. Yeah. The Murdoch trial is finally getting the lifetime treatment. Murdoch Murders, the movie, is scheduled to come out this fall. Actor Bill Pullman, who is known for his roles in movies like Independence Day and Casper, will play Alec Murdoch. The 2-part movie premieres October 14th and 15th.
Look at that. Ooh. I'm telling you. And it's their 500th go-around, right, with that lifetime treatment. Mm. 2 parts. What happens if the retrial goes through that they're asking for? There have to be another part, the sequel.
It will keep going.
Looks gripping. I don't know. I'm watching. I'm locked in.
Brian, thanks. The NFL season officially kicks off tonight right here on WREL. The reigning Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, are hosting the Detroit Lions. And there's some question if Chiefs star tight end Travis Kelce will play because of a knee injury. The game kicks off at 8:15. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock. Then on Sunday, the Carolina Panthers will take on their division rivals, the Atlanta Falcons. It will be the first regular season game for number one overall pick Bryce Young. The team gets a fresh start this Sunday. You can catch the action on WRAL Fox 50. Kickoff is at 1 p.m.
I'm Brad Neese, live in the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where crews are battling a house fire here near Olson Avenue. Coming up, the new information we just learned.
And we have the potential for some thunderstorms starting today. It will be the beginning of a new pattern that will last through the weekend. I'll show you how to plan around the thunderstorms headed our way.
Two schools in Wake County are changing their class schedule today as buildings are having AC issues in this sweltering heat. Coming up, how school officials are working to put students back in the classroom.